doing a lot of something for nothing. That's the thing. I've been doing a lot of something for nothing. I'm doing these music reviews right now. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not really. I mean, we had one skip the line, but like, yo, I'm $25, $35, $45, $50 an hour, depending on what services you're talking about. But I don't work for anything less than, you know, $25 an hour. So, you know, if you think $5 an hour, a skip the line was gonna, you know, it's not me doing a lot of something. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Cause I'm gonna sit here when I get off here, clip up these yays, and I'm gonna download them, and I'm gonna upload them, and I'm gonna post them to all the social media accounts. You know, cause that's how y'all need to get back to, is like giving these fans a snippet first. Like, y'all don't let streaming, y'all don't let major labels basically dictate how you're supposed to sell your music or release your music when you're not even on a major label. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I mean, I got caught into it as well, but I think I caught onto it super early because I've been said Spotify was going to do what Spotify is basically doing and demonetize all unsigned artists and a lot of independent artists just so they don't have to pay them out. Because that 66% of their profit margins are going to major labels, and they got to operate with 33%. So they gotta raise that percentage. Because this is the thing, man. It kills me, like, when people always be talking about, well, let's just raise the rates, you know, everybody's wages and stuff. I mean, okay, that's cool and all, but all the businesses are going to do is raise their prices. Because, like, unless you own the business, then you never know that a business is not in the business of losing money. We're not in the business of losing money, man. We're in the business of making money, not losing money, man. So y'all kill me when y'all be thinking like the business is just going to eat the costs. Like, businesses is going to eat the costs. No, the prices of everything else goes up. You know, like they said, the price of the brick is going up. The price of the brick is going up, so everybody's price is going up. You know, but like, I ain't gonna stop for nothing, man. Like, this is the thing. Like, I don't wake up and say, shit, well, fuck, damn it, I have to promote music today. No, I wake up and say, hell yeah, I still get paid to promote music today and pay my bills promoting music today, yesterday, tomorrow, the day after. And speaking of music promotion, that's going to get into a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. The online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. I've been promoting and marketing artists for 13 years. I've been doing online radio. I did that for over a decade. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I done heard it all. I'm not a hip hop promoter. I'm a music promoter. I promote all genres of music. You know, artists, man, y'all gotta stop pushing back on the things that really break artists. Y'all, like, Spotify doesn't break artists. Why does Spotify not break artists? Because, first of all, unless you're a rap artist, the main playlist they have to break artists is Rap Caviar. That's the number one playlist. And Rap Caviar is typically trap and drill. Unless you're Eminem dropping or Kendrick Lamar doing what he's doing, you know, typically trap and drill. That's the thing. They don't put no real hip hop on the rap caviar. And I could tell you right now, if Eminem wasn't making this music over these basic beats, these basic modern beats that he's making them over, and he was just rapping over like Pete Rock and DJ Premier and stuff, they probably wouldn't be throwing his music on there either. You know, even Kendrick Lamar, a lot of his beats are kind of catered to this modern day sound. The only one that is really close to like a hip hop sound to me in the mainstream, and it's not even really boom bapish, but it's close to a hip hop sound, but it's kind of a commercial mainstream hip hop sound. It's J. Cole. And I'm not even saying that because this is live from Vietnam and J. Cole's from Vietnam, and I'm literally 60 seconds away from Forest Hill right now, walking distance, could walk my dog down there right now if I wanted to. I'm saying that because, you know, I don't got time to lie or bullshit or chase clicks or clout or anything of that nature. I got time to grind every day, keep doing what I'm doing, keep pushing forward. And that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's going to stop over here. As long as I'm alive and I'm breathing, Live from Vietnam goes on, Paul Pickett Podcast goes on. This is the thing. Like, I could be homeless, sleeping in a tent, and still put out more content than most of these people out here, like, calling themselves podcasting. You know, like, this ain't like, I don't part-time this, the podcast, and I full-time this. I don't part-time the music promotion, I full-time this, you know. But back to like y'all pushing back on the things that break artists. Like, y'all need to really focus on really how artists are breaking themselves. So I don't see a lot of artists out here with text messaging databases. Like, email database is cool, but we all got to be building up our text message database. That's what it's all about. Text message database. And Chuck T put us onto a link. It's like a smart URL on steroids. And I'm going to put a description of the in the comments after this live is done. But it's called Preneur. Not Entrepreneur, but Preneur. Look up Preneur, the Preneur app. It's actually like a smart URL on steroids. But they got a little SMS messaging kind of mailing list you can set up in there. You need to have your own email database. You need to have your own text messaging database. Y'all probably need to go to focusing on your Bandcamps first and foremost. Try to squeeze as much juice out you can out of your Bandcamps with digital downloads of your singles, your albums, or even physical copies, you know, because you can sell physical copies and mail them. You need to have your merchandise. Before you make your music nowadays, you need to make merch, because the merch can sell the music faster than the music can sell the merch. Let me repeat that. The merch can sell the music faster than the music can sell the merch. So Griselda, exclusive merchandise, it sold the music. You know what I'm saying? So sell your merchandise, and it doesn't even got to be t-shirts or hoodies. It could be whatever. It could be your box of cereal, your wrap snacks, ramen noodles. It could be condoms, lighters. I don't care. Put your face, your brand on it, sell it. And then while you're selling that, be like, oh yeah, by the way, we got the music, you know? So once again, the merch can sell the music faster than the music can sell the merch. So email database, text message database, push the merch and sell the music secondary from that. Artists, like, you stop worrying about getting Spotify plays, because this is the thing, man. Y'all trying to get revenue before you got fan base. Let me repeat that. You're trying to get revenue before you have an actual fan base in place. And you got to have the fan base in place, and then you really generate the revenue. So you need to build up the fan base on your Facebook, on your TikTok. And I recommend TikTok number one, YouTube number two, and Facebook and Instagram would be my 3 and 4. You know what I'm saying? Probably Instagram 3 and Facebook 4. But you got to build up your fan base on those platforms and stop worrying about, am I making money right now, man? Because y'all still figuring, y'all still forgetting that the music business is like a legal dope game. It's like a legal dope game. Y'all forgot that y'all got to get people hooked on your music if it's dope music first. Y'all got to get people hooked first. See, y'all, that's the thing. Y'all trying to just throw, y'all throwing it out there, and y'all think it's all dope, and a lot of it is bad dope, and nobody's getting hooked off of the bad dope like that. They get hooked off of that good dope that got to come back like going crazy. You know what I'm saying? And same thing with the music. So you got to get somebody hooked. You know, that's why there's a thing called singles. Because you got to have that hit single that gets everybody talking and checking and gets everybody hooked. Hook, line, sinker. And then after that, you sell. But you got to still keep putting out dope music. That's another thing y'all forget. Y'all keep putting out this low quality dope, as we call it, and then y'all mad because nobody's buying it no more. They going over here across town to get this better dope. Same thing with music. You can't get complacent and think, hey, you know what? My fans are going to buy whatever my fans are going to buy. That don't work forever. I used to be a big Joyner Lucas fanatic. I ain't even checking no more, man. Because you got to keep putting out that dope. You got to put out that thing that got me hooked as a fan. And yeah, you could do some different things, but you still got to keep putting out that thing that got me hooked as a fan. You know? So yeah, y'all need to focus more on your building your TikToks, building your YouTubes. They got the new YouTube ad. So I'm gonna give y'all this one for free. So they got the new YouTube ad, where you go into your YouTube account. Follow me now. You go into your YouTube account. And basically, and not your Google Ads account, but your YouTube account. You go into your YouTube studio. Follow me. Go on YouTube studio. You're going to click the promotions tab. It's going to be on the far right. When you go in there, you can set up an ad. Now, there's three ways to set up this ad. And the best way to set up this ad is for subscribers. Now, when you set up this ad, you really can't target a lot of specific keywords or genres, but you can target specific countries. And that's the thing. Y'all always trying to, I'm gonna put you on some game. Y'all always trying to target US ads only, or y'all always talking about, I want, whatever y'all do, y'all like, I want it to be US only. That's cool and all, but US ads are more expensive, way more expensive, so you get less impressions, you get less views, which means less engagement and less subscribers, likes, less comments, less all that. So with this ad, you're going to target countries like you know, I'm going to go ahead and put you on game right here. Like, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to put you on game because I'm going to chop this up too and put it out there. So y'all going to go to these country targets. And hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can find it out. So y'all gonna go to this ad, right? And when you set up this ad, y'all ain't gonna target US. Cause this is the thing y'all fail to realize is labels don't even really break artists in the US no more. If they do break an artist, or you know, when they do try to break an artist, they're taking them overseas, they're taking them in the Asian market. So what you're going to do is you're going to set up this ad for subscribers under the promotions tab, and you can run like $10 to this ad, and you're going to probably get anywhere from 200 to 300 subscribers, not counting possibly 40 to 50,000 impressions. And you figure 10% of that or less, you're probably going to get about 1,000 views. So you're probably going to get about 40,000-50,000 impressions, 1,000 views, but you're going to get close to 300 subscribers for $10. Now, so you're going to go to your YouTube channel, go to this YouTube studio. You're going to click on promotions, and then you're going to set up this ad, and you're going to target countries like Uganda. You're going to target countries like Estonia. You're going to target the number one country for me to target on like Facebook and stuff like that. Philippines, one of the most engaging countries on the internet. Indonesia, and you're going to target Japan. And I would target India as well. I know people be thinking like, oh, India this, India that. And this is the thing. This is the misconception y'all get. Like when you run ads worldwide, you're going to get a lot of traffic from India and China and countries like that. Because the ads are cheaper and because they engage more with the ads. And because you got to think that these countries are heavily populated compared to America. Y'all fail to realize America doesn't even have a billion. We don't got a billion people in this country. You know, I know we think we dictate everything, but we don't dictate everything. And if you go, you know, back and look at like when Queen got on. A band out of the UK. Where did they take Queen to tour? Where was the first place they took Queen to tour? If I'm not mistaken, it was Japan. It was Japan. Like, it's easy to break artists in Asian markets. And they show more love in Asian markets. And not even to mention that, if you blow up in, say, like, Japan or the Philippines, well, first of all, if they want to pay you to perform, it's going to be more expensive for you to perform. So that you're going to get paid more to perform. Then it's going to cost more for them to get you over there. So that means they got to have as big as a venue as possible. And more likely that you're going to have a larger crowd when you go and go there. You're going to get paid more to perform because it costs more to get you over there. So everything is just going to be more. You know, I mean, have you seen these tours with Ice-T and his band? I mean, they're like 20, 30,000 people or more at all these joints. You know, like these over, that's the thing. When you're an American artist touring overseas, the shows are always so much bigger, man, because they cost more money to get you over there in the first place. And you look at a cat like KRS-One, he doesn't even fly. So you gotta catch KRS-One overseas when he's doing the like all the dates all at once at the overseas tour. You know, but you stand a better chance of breaking in these other countries than the US market. I think y'all forget that US has way more haters in the US than a lot of these other countries. Why do you think old school rappers are making most of their living overseas, man? You know, because overseas, they love everything. They love the old school, new school, everything. It doesn't matter. They love all genres. They love old school, new school, everything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all go to YouTube, set up your go to your promotions tab on the YouTube studio, target these countries, Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, Estonia, Uganda, India, and you could throw in some others, but don't make it all about the US, man. And I'm telling you, you'll get a lot of subscribers off of this ad. You can put $10 in per ad, per video, you know, and you're going to get views, you're going to get impressions, and most importantly, you're going to get subscribers. And that's how you're going to get more people when you go live as well. So, yeah, man. I mean, I only spent like a few dollars on one ad and got literally like 180 subscribers in a matter of some days. You know, because a lot of these new ads are like, you know, we've been going through the test run and a lot of these new ads and things of that nature. Every time something new comes up, somebody's got to test it, you know. And we, you know, I've tested them. My guy from Dizzle's testing them. And the results are really good, man. Really good for how much money you're spending. And they're actually, as far as subscribers go, the ad under the promotions tab is far better than just running ads on like your Google ads. You know, that's the thing. When you're running a skippable ad, people got to realize nobody's going to stop in the middle of whatever video they're watching to go engage with your skippable ad. Those ads are strictly for views. And if you got the right titles, tags, and thumbnails, it helps for the algorithm purposes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. When people are searching things, it's always the video with the most views and engagement that always shows up at the top of any given search engine. So I would recommend y'all go just put, you know, you don't even got to put $10. You could put just $7-$8 on the ad. Let it run. Pick a video. Throw those countries in that I said, Uganda, Estonia, Philippines, Indonesia, India, Japan, and see what it does. I'm telling you, man, they're going to run the ad for subscribers only. You're going to get views, impressions, and subscribers. And the more subscribers you get, the more people that you're going to be able to get to watch your content. Because when people subscribe, YouTube's going to notify them when you upload new content. You're going to notify them when you're live. Things of that nature, you know. So, yeah, man, y'all go to YouTube, set up your ad, try it out, build your TikTok, get in here, and lip sync your songs, man. Start with lip syncing your songs. Take a little 60-second of your song, lip sync it, upload it, you know. You could get in, like, that's the thing. Y'all could get in on, like, a Sunday, man, and do, like, a 10... 1 minute lip syncs of your songs and have them already drafted in and just drop one a day, you know, and then in between that, put in your little whatever other content, whether it's a duet, whether it's a meme, whether it's food content. I mean, food content does well, food reviews. I've been getting into these movie reviews, and so far the views have been pretty good just for the first music reviews, because I could get in there in these Tubi groups on Facebook and post them in there and get a nice amount of traction, because people will watch the review to see if the movie's any good before they want to watch it. Sometimes people don't want to wait. They don't want to waste, you know, an hour and a half of their time without seeing a review, seeing what other people are thinking. I typically don't go watch no new hot TV shows until everybody's been talking about them, you know, The Wire, Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Typically, I got to hear everybody like, yo, you seen this? You seen that? Or everybody just talking about it. And then I'll be like, all right, I'll go check it out. And then when I go check them out, they're always as good as they pretty much everybody said they were. Sopranos is dope. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. One of my favorites is Sons of Anarchy. Like all these shows, what's the other one? You said The Wire, and what's my man? Snowfall. Like, I got onto it kind of late, but once I started watching it, I was like, "Yep, it's dope as they advertised." Definitely a dope series, you know. And that's how it be for a lot of people, man. They got to hear word of mouth. Word of mouth is the best form of promotion, man. So if the word of mouth ain't kicking in, man, you still got a lot of work to do, man. You still got some work to do. Word of mouth is the best promotion out there still to this day. Everybody telling you, hey, yo, you seen this? Hey, have you heard that? Go check out this. Go check out that. Eminem, man, like it's all at this point, man. Eminem don't even really got to advertise too much no more, man. It's like all word of mouth, man. It's all word of mouth. I mean, I did a Reddit post and we got over a 250,000 views off of just talking about, like, asking people what they think about that first single off his album. I think we're close to almost getting to half a billion views off of that post now, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, man, that's just like posting. Word of mouth going. Everybody in there just chomping up at the bits, you know, because that's the thing nowadays, man. You know, when you're popping like M, you got the haters promoting you. You got the fanatics promoting you. And the haters give you just as much promotion as the fanatics. And you can't get caught up in if I got just as many haters as I got fanatics. Because as long as they're promoting you and getting your brand out there, I mean, that's the thing. The haters are listening to your shit too. The haters are the first, they're the first ones going to listen and watch your shit. The haters are running there before the fans and like, oh, this motherfucker again. Let's see what he's talking about. That's like, you know, with Live from Vietnam, I mean, we literally started out with a bunch of people. And like I've always said, man, if I got to do it myself, I'll do it myself, man. You know, people have quit. Some people got kicked off. And that's how it's pretty much been. You know what I'm saying? And the haters are still going to be over there making assumptions and say what they want, man. But I put in a lot of work on these podcasts. I put in a lot of time, a lot of work. I produce them all. I clip up all the clips. I download the clips. I upload the clips. I pretty much engage, do all the engaging on all the social media accounts. You know, and we're talking about multiple podcasts plus a music promotion company. Plus, I'm the, you know, pretty much run the whole East Coast for Dizzle Brand. Plus, I got a clothing apparel, you know, we're trying to sell even more. And I got a dog that got some more followers than y'all. I got a dog that got more followers than some of y'all. My dog got more followers than y'all on TikTok. That's the thing, man. My dog is outdoing some of y'all cats on TikTok, man. Y'all got to step your game up, man. Build up your TikTok. Build up your Facebook. Build up your Instagram. Build up your YouTube, and don't just, you got to pump a lot of content. And if you can't afford to run ads, run ads, run the YouTube ad I told you. If you got money for some TikTok ads, create a little commercial advertising your best single, like a little 15 second, 30 second commercial, run that on TikTok. Run Instagram ads if you got. Run Facebook ads. I mean, all these will let you run at $1 a day. And you can run, if you run Facebook ads at $1 a day and you target the same countries I said, Uganda, Pakistan, or not, yeah, you could throw in Pakistan, Estonia, Philippines, Indonesia, India, Japan, all these countries will get you a lot of engagement. And that's the thing y'all fail to realize is y'all got to have a bunch of engagement on a post period for the algorithms to kick in. Like, people got to view it for a long amount of time. Like, if you got a 30-second clip, right? If you got a 30-second clip, part of the algorithms is how long do they view the 30-second clip? The longer they view it, the better for the algorithms. Okay, then did they like it? Did they comment? Did they share? All these things matter. So, first, you need people watching the majority. Like, that's how TikTok works. If people watch the majority of the video, that'll start triggering the algorithms, even without likes. If they were just watching the majority of the video. And that's why 15-second clips always work the best, because the shorter the clip, the more they're going to watch. The shorter the clip, the more they're going to watch. The shorter the clip, the more they're going to watch. Throw that in your brains. The shorter the clip, the more they're going to watch. I mean, like, I'm an hour and 15 minutes into this, and to be honest with you, if I had my former co-host, the camera probably would have froze up by now into the hour mark, and, you know, we got Mark. Sorry, Mark, I didn't see your comment. I don't know if you're still tuned in or whatnot, but yeah, I wouldn't be able to go a whole hour right now if I had my other co-host, because the camera would have froze up by now. So that's the thing. Now I can go as long as I want when I'm by myself. But yeah, the shorter the clip, the more they're going to watch. Because basically with this hour-long clip, I'm going to have to clip up clips to get people to go back and watch the whole thing. That's how it works with these interviews, you know. We just did the Page One interview. We clip up the clips with him talking about Eminem, and people go and engaging with those clips. And then you got people commenting, where can I watch the full interview? Because that's how it works. You do the long content so you can create the short content to try to get them to go watch the long content. Same thing with the music. Don't promote a music video. Don't advertise a music video. Advertise an advertisement about the music video or about the single. Like, you know, new single now available on Spotify, Apple. Go check it out. Whoever, you know what I'm saying? You don't advertise a whole music video. You advertise an ad about the single. And typically you want to do a 15-second clip so it could be a non-skippable ad, because you got skippable ads and then you got non-skippable ads. And non-skippable, they got to watch the whole clip every single time. So you're going to get 100% view-through rate. With skippable, they can skip. If somebody's in the middle of a Joe Rogan podcast, they're more likely going to skip. If somebody's getting an ad in the middle of us interviewing somebody, they're going to more likely going to skip. You know, so yeah, man, y'all gotta make these ads advertising your singles, these small, short ads, and advertise those. Don't try to advertise the whole 3-minute song or the whole 3-minute music video, the whole 3-minute lyric video. And some of y'all got 4 or 5 minute songs, and like the longer it is, the less they're going to watch, especially when you're running ads. Do you ever like stop in the middle of that NFL football game when you get an ad and say, you know what, I'm done watching this game. Let me go search out this ad right now. Let me go search out this ad I saw. No, you might, that's why they're going to advertise it again. So by the time the game is over, then you go search out the ad. You know, that's how advertising works. You're not typically going to leave what you're watching to go engage with the ad. That's why they got to run the ad multiple times, so they got it embedded in your brain. So when you're done watching the football game, or you're done watching the bare knuckle fight, or you're done watching whatever it may be, your basketball game, then you go and be like, you know what, let me go check out that ad I saw. I saw this ad about, you know, whatever it may be, these new kicks or this new car or whatever they could be advertising. That's how it works, man. Like, people, like, this is why musicians are so delusional. Y'all be thinking, like, somebody's supposed to, like, listen to the song one time and just become a fanatic. It works that way when you, like, you know, Rakim in the 80s, or Nas on Illmatic, or Biggie Smalls or something, like, or Pac, man, for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't work like that way. A lot of times, these songs have to grow on you. A lot of times, they got to get catchy to you. I didn't like Post Malone at first, White Iverson. But the more I heard it, the more I liked it. The more I understood it, I was, okay, this cat, this is not a bad song. It's got a nice vibe to it, nice melody to it. I like what he's doing here. And it's catchy. White Iverson. That's the thing, man. Like, I'm going to state this over and over again, man. Like, if you got a dope beat and a catchy hook, it doesn't really matter what you say on the verses. I repeat, if you got a dope beat and a catchy hook, it doesn't really matter what you say on the verses. Prime example, the hit records that Twista was on with Kanye. Dope beat and catchy hook. Nobody can recite a Twista rhyme. Stop it. Nobody can recite it. And no disrespect to Twista, but the average music fan doesn't make music. So that's why things have to be simple. They're not some complex music maker. They're just a music listener, a music fan. So they're always going to typically need things to be simple for the most part, unless you're just a person who only likes complex music, which is kind of crazy to me that somebody would only like complex music. that means you don't really like music. You just only like one type of music. Like, that's the thing. I like music. I love music. I don't care if it's rock, country, pop, R&B. Definitely love reggae, EDM, hip hop. I love music. My standards for music is Michael, Prince, and Nirvana. That's it for me. That's the three. That's the top three for me. And you probably just say Kurt Cobain, Michael, Prince, and Kurt Cobain. That's my top three. That's my goal level standards of how I judge music. So there's no hip hop artist in my top three. I would never put a hip hop artist in my top three. I'm sorry. As much as I love hip hop, I couldn't put him in my top three. I couldn't. I don't even know if they make my top five. I just don't know. I don't know, man. So, yeah. So y'all stop focusing on the streaming, which has been basically told you your music ain't worth shit. They told all of us our music ain't worth shit. It's worth $4 for every 1,000 people listening. When 1,000 people used to listen to your whole song back in the days, it was worth more than $4. Even if 10, think about this. Say we're just going off 1,000 people. Who is this? Somebody submitted an MP3. All right, well, you're a little late, man. Reviews are over for the day, but I will submit it. I will listen to it next week. You can do a skip the line. It's $5 cash app, Promo Palace LLC, live from Fayetteville at gmail.com, and I will review it right now. But think about this, though. When people, if you like consume music back in the days based off of music videos, say you saw the music video and 1,000 people saw a music video, even if 10% of those went and bought the single, that was worth more than $4. Because 10% is 100. And if they buy a single at like $1.99 a single, that's $200. Of revenue right there for only 100 people buying your single. But 1,000 heard you, 1,000 heard the music video, and 100 went and bought the single. Even back then, it was still worth more, you know, if only 1,000 per people just listened to your whole song. Because more likely 10% would go buy the single. And then if those same 10% are buying an album, now that's $1,000. That's $1,000 right there. So, you know, yeah. So, y'all can keep letting streaming dictate and devalue the music. Like, see, that's the thing. The catalog I got on streaming, like, I'm not concerned with like trying to make it as an artist. I'm too old to try to make it as an established artist and a touring artist. I don't care what you say. Nobody's making it at age 45. If you ain't made it by 45, like as far as making a living off of your music by 45. I know in hip hop you're not going to. It's not happening. It's over. You need to be DJing or making beats or doing something else. And that's the thing. I got into music promotion almost. I've been promoting actually musicians well over 13 years, but as far as a music promotion and marketing and advertising company, it's been 13 years. But I was promoting musicians way before that. I had Urban Obsessions Radio. I had 70,000 some subscribers on Podomatic before Podomatic made a bunch of crazy changes. You know, I was doing the Unheard Radio hip hop channel for Mark Tower, you know, well over 13 years ago, where I was promoting nothing but the hip hop artists. And then when Unheard Radio kind of wasn't no more, you know, and fell in. I pretty much started Indie Castle Radio, and then I was promoting all genres of music. I had over probably 15, 20,000 artists signed up on my on-demand radio station before I got out of on-demand radio, because I realized that unsigned artists don't really bring listeners, man. They that's the thing. Like, people fail to realize, or the musician fail to realize, why they don't get FM radio play. Because it's your responsibility to bring listeners. It's not the responsibility of the program director. It's not the responsibility of the DJ on the station, on the mix show that might be playing the record. It's not the responsibility of anybody on the radio station to bring listeners to your song. It's responsibility for your song to bring listeners to the station. I repeat, it's not the station's responsibility to bring listeners to your song. It's your responsibility to bring listeners to the station. And that's why they will always play popular music. Because a radio station, see, y'all think a radio station is like they're in the business of playing music. No, they're in the business of advertising. They're in the business of advertising. A radio station is an advertising platform. You know, you got to think of this like McDonald's. Like, most people think McDonald's is a burger joint. No, McDonald's is a real estate company. I repeat, McDonald's is not a burger joint. It is a real estate company that just so happens to own burger joints. And not even, they don't even own all the burger joints. Because the way McDonald's does it is they own the land. You can lease the land from McDonald's and put your own McDonald's on the land. And that's the thing. You can't open a McDonald's on any land unless McDonald's owns the land. So you can lease the land and you can own the you can own the building, but you lease the land. So if you stop paying McDonald's fees and stuff, they just take your building. They take your business from you. They take over your building. Because now you owe them. So McDonald's is not a burger joint. It's a real estate company. Same thing with a radio station. It's not a platform that plays music. It's an advertising platform. They make money from running ads. They don't make money from playing your music. I repeat. They make money from running ads. They don't make money from playing your music. They play popular music because Drake brings listeners. Chris Brown brings listeners. Travis Scott brings listeners. Future brings listeners. Taylor Swift brings listeners. Beyonce brings listeners. That's why. And if you don't bring listeners, then guess what? They can't sell ads. So if they start playing your music and then people stop listening to the radio station, then they're going to stop playing your music right away. They can't play it for so long. Once again, like I said earlier in the podcast, businesses are not in the businesses of losing money. Businesses are not in the business of losing money. They are in the business of making money and staying in business. Everybody can't be the WNBA and be subsidized by the NBA and be a complete charity league that literally makes no money, makes no profit whatsoever. Let me phrase that. They make money, but they make zero profit. They lose $10 million every single year. That sounds like a charity. They're going to lose $50 million projected this year only because they're subsidized. That is a charity league. Everybody's not in the business of subsidizing a whole nother business so they can lose $10 to $20 million a year. Businesses are in the businesses of making money. It's like earlier, somebody commented about a post I said, is the economy messed up or do the wages need to be raised? Well, this is the thing. Common sense tells us, common knowledge tells us, when you raise the wages across the board, all the prices in that business go up. Because first of all, raises should be done case by case because some people come to work late every single fucking day. Some people steal from their job every single day. They don't deserve a fucking raise. And I know what you're going to say. Well, if you give them more money, they wouldn't steal. Bullshit. Bullshit. They stealing because they just dishonest as fuck. Some people are leaning every day when they should be cleaning every day. You know? Like, when you got to constantly tell motherfuckers if you got time to lean and you got time to clean, hell no, you ain't getting no raise. There's a lot of people that just don't take their job serious at all to want to get raises. And that's the thing. California, what happened? They raised up all the fast food workers all at once. Because every Burger King worker deserves $20-$25. No, I don't think so. Not with those crappy ass burgers and that crappy ass service. See, people think that just because you give people better wages, that you're going to get better service out of them. No, these jobs already basically attract a certain kind of crowd of people. They don't attract the crowd of people that get up every day and work 7 days a week like me. They track the crowd of people that their 8 hours is too much for them. It's too much. It's just, oh my God, it's just too much. 8 hours is just too much. I work from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, 7 days a week. Because I'm still trying to build something that can last when I'm dead and gone. And if I don't got no kids to give it to, well, I got niece and nephews that can have it. Niece and nephews that can take over. And if they decide they just want to sell it and do nothing, sell it and bank the money and enjoy it while I'm gone. Because like I said, I don't wake up every day and say, oh my gosh. Gosh darn it. I have to promote music again today. No, I wake up every day and say, I get to promote music every single day for a living. I get to promote artists to millions of followers on TikTok. I get to advertise artists to thousands and thousands of people on YouTube. I get to promote artists in record pools and on Facebook and Instagram and whatever other services I'm providing. I get to do that. I mean, there's no greater feeling than actually promoting music for a living, besides probably making music for a living. The only thing in the music business that's better than promoting music for a living is probably making music for a living. And to be honest with you, making music for a living doesn't always last that long for a lot of these people. So promoting music can actually possibly last a lot longer, because I've actually been promoting music a lot longer than some artists have had, like, been making money making music. I mean, look at, what's my man, Slim Jesus. Slim Jesus is, I mean, ain't nobody checking him anymore, man. Yeah, I mean, if he's making a living off of his music, it's probably barely. It's probably barely. I just know my business has been going a lot stronger than some Slim Jesus. So, I mean, musicians, they can come and go like that. Like that. That's the thing. You gotta always keep your fan base engaged, man. When you get these fans hooked, you still always got to do that thing that got them hooked. I mean, you could do other things. You could try new things out, but you still always got to, all right, we got to give them another one of these that they just love so much. Like Joyner Lucas. Like, I need another Will record. I need another record like Will. Where's that at? I need it. And Joyner Lucas makes some of the greatest music videos I've ever seen in my entire life. He's like the best music video maker I've ever seen in my entire life, man. But, you know, once you start getting complacent and you start slacking up, I get less interested. That's just how it works. All right, we about to wrap it up. We're an hour 30 in this. I'll probably get me a lot of good clips. Remember, go check out that YouTube ad I told y'all about. Go to the promotions tab under YouTube Studios. Log in to YouTube channel. Go to YouTube Studio. Click on promotions. Set up the ad. Use the countries I told you about. Uganda, Estonia, Philippines, Indonesia, India, Japan, and make sure you go you go after the ad that says for subscribers. And I'm telling you, your subscribers will go up. They will go up and whatnot. So once again, thank you for tuning in. And I'm out.